This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is settling in at his new home, the White House, after taking office Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The new president and first lady stood on the White House's north steps before walking inside with their family. In past years, the incoming president would have been at the executive mansion before the inauguration, greeted by his predecessor. But Donald Trump did not invite the Bidens, nor stay in Washington for the ceremony itself, snubbing his successor entirely. But other ex-presidents were there.
Order! Order!
Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama also joined the Bidens at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns in a bipartisan display of unity before a pandemic-shortened inaugural parade.
How does it feel, Mr. President? Feels
great. With the new president walking the last stretch down Pennsylvania Avenue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And on his first day in office, President Joe Biden began dismantling Donald Trump's legacy by signing a series of executive actions that reverse course in immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office. With the stroke of a pen, Biden intends to halt construction on Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall and the ban on travel from some Muslim-majority countries, rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, and revoke the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, in time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon Wednesday. He must decide how to stay involved in politics, as he has said that he will do. He has talked about using a super PAC for supporting candidates who try to oust Republicans. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved Avril Haines as the director of national intelligence, the nation's top intelligence job. It makes her the first of President Joe Biden's nominee to be approved. Haines will become the first woman to serve as DNI. AP Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn reports early testing seems to show that coronavirus vaccines are less effective against the mutating variants of the virus.
Researchers from Rockefeller University conducted the most comprehensive testing so far on mutations of the coronavirus and find that the antibodies generated in people who were vaccinated are less able to block versions of the virus with certain mutations. But researchers insist the vaccines are still very effective and people should get the shots.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Aid agencies are urging the Biden administration to immediately revoke the designation of the Houthi rebel movement in Yemen as a foreign terrorist organization to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, calls the Trump administration's last-minute terrorist designation of the Houthis a reckless and destructive move. Maintaining the sanctions will have devastating consequences, he said. That 70,000 people are now in famine. The figure is 16 million on the verge of starvation, which is one the step before famine. And it's a very real figure. He says incoming U.S. President Joe Biden must make Yemen a top priority. China's foreign ministry is describing outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as a doomsday clown, and says his designation of China as a perpetrator of genocide and crimes against humanity is merely a piece of waste paper. A Chinese spokesperson says the allegations of abuses against Muslim minority groups are a malicious farce concocted by individual anti-China and anti-communist forces represented by Pompeo. But the international community has agreed with Pompeo. Pompeo's announcement does not require any immediate action, although the U.S. must take the designation into account in formulating policy toward China. China says its policies aim only to promote economic growth and social stability. A lawyer for the publisher of the Daily Mail newspaper said Wednesday that the Duchess of Sussex, the former Meghan Markle, has no reasonable expectation of privacy for a letter she sent to her estranged father after a marriage to Prince Harry. The Duchess is suing the publisher Associated Newspapers for invasion of privacy and copyright infringement over five February 2019 articles in the Mail on Sunday and on the Mail online website, which published portions of a handwritten letter to her father. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.